This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. The outgoing president of the National Corn Growers Association had some interesting things to say as he passed the baton to the new president. I'll talk about it coming up after this. We sure do enjoy the travel of this job. Some people have asked me, don't you get tired of that? No, not at all, especially when we get out on farms. As we begin the week ahead, I'll be on a farm, for example, in Arkansas. I get to talk to producers of just about every crop imaginable, but I tell you what, these days there's a common denominator to these conversations. Most all of you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they stand by to try to help by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns with products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oil, JT6 Grease, JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. Put together, it spells lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. As the week began, they started their new fiscal year at the National Corn Growers Association. And the man who has been president of the NCGA passed the baton to the new president. North Dakota farmer Kevin Skunas moved over into that role of chairman of the National Corn Growers as Hastings, Nebraska farmer Lynn Crisp took over the presidency. And Mr. Skunas talked a little bit about his work over the years during an interview as he exited the presidency. In that conversation, he discussed his perspective on the years of leadership and provided some insight into the future and explored how members can work together to make the Corn Growers Association, he feels, even more effective. Reflecting on his time as president, Kevin explained that he found the work rewarding, and he talked about three main areas. One of those was the farm bill. One of those was trade issues. And then there are the ethanol markets. Kevin said first and foremost they've been working on the ethanol industry. He noted there were several people in the administration in Washington thinking that farmers really didn't care about what is called RINs, the renewable identification numbers, the tracking mechanism that ensures compliance with the renewable fuel standard. He said they didn't care about the ethanol industry as a whole, but he said they were able to relate to the agriculture secretary and others in Washington that the renewable fuel standard really does matter to farmers across the nation. And Kevin Skunas said that was one of his main accomplishments he felt over the past year. As for work yet to be done, of course, looming out there yet to be handled is the 2018 Farm Bill and all of those trade concerns. I'll be back after this.